Gurgel, Gurgel.
The Gurgel.
Ah, oh. There, Chin Gurgel.
Hare Krishna.
Ah, he's in Zhang.
Hare Krishna. Max Zhang.
Ah, he's in Guo.
Guo.
Like the Guo. He's a Gongwin, ah. A Gongzhou Lingyan. Zheng Fu Gongzhou Lingyan. Ha ha. He's a Xing Deng, ah. Xing Deng. Deng Zong, Qin Qi, he's a Qin Qi.能来见你了，就说明已经开始感兴趣了啊！现在开始感
兴趣，很好。Hare Krishna 世界在全世界都有，这在中国我们晚一点来中国，其他的国家都有。
哎，要那个翻译吗？你啊，你过来讲那个你轻松点，
中文说也很好。
Well, easy. He says it's easier. Yeah.
Ah, you're talking very slowly.
Maybe. 你们已经唱歌一个小时哈？
哎，唱一个多小时吧。
哇，
八十分钟了。哦，差不多六十分钟。
So I wanted to take, I'm leaving tomorrow, I have to go tomorrow, so I wanted to take this opportunity to meet everybody again. Since Gornitai are here, and you have such a nice temple,
I
wanted to take advantage of the nice facility. So many nice devotees.
有这么多非常好的奉献者。
So this Krishna consciousness movement, Krishna consciousness is brought to us by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Krishna 知识是由主 Chaitanya 传递给我们的。
Lord Chaitanya is there on the altar.
主 Chaitanya 就在这里，在神坛上。
You can see he's got his arms up like this.
我们可以看到他双手高举。
He's appearing along with his brother Nityananda.And they have come in this age. This age is called Kali Yuga.
这个年代呢，被称为卡利年代。
It began 5,000 years ago.
它正是由在五千年前开始的。
We will explain that according to the Vedas are the ancient books from India, not from India, but they're.The ancient knowledge which is only found in India.
那我这是根据《伟达经》有记载的，《伟达经》是一部就是在古时候出现在印度的经典。
好，你们都听过《贝达》吗？《韦陀经》
听过，
听过啊？
《伟达经》。
So this teaching, this knowledge is all coming from the Vedas.
所以呢，这些知识都来自于伟大经典。
And it describes that there are four ages.
其中描述有四个年代。
Just like we have seasons in the year.
就好像我们一年有四季一样。
So we have four ages.
所以呢，我们有四个年代。
The first age is called the Satya Yuga.
第一个年代被称为 Satya Yuga, 是黄金年代。
Yeah, 黄金年代。In the Satya Yuga, people lived 100,000 years.
在 Satya 年代，每个人可以生活寿命有10万岁。
Would you like to live 100,000 years?
你们喜欢活那么久吗？
当然喜欢。
Could you imagine how you must be? The hair, your hair will be so white.
你们能想象，如果活十万岁会怎么样？头发会非常非常白。
Yeah, we'll be so old. 100,000 years, it's a long time to live.
十万年是一个很长的寿命。
But in the Satya Yuga, people lived 100,000 years.
但是在黄金年代，人们就是能活这么久。
The Vedas tell about great sages during that time, how they would do their meditation. So, in the Satya Yuga, the process for self-realization is meditation.
在黄金年代，自我觉悟的方法就是冥想。
Because meditation, you have to sit for a long time.
因为冥想的时候呢，就需要坐着很长时间。
Nowadays, in this, people want to do in this age when they do meditation, they just sit 2 hours.
这个年代，人们做冥想有时候打坐只用2个小时。
And they sit in their home and do meditation.
在家里呢做冥想。
But that is hopeless. That's you won't get much benefit from that.
但是这好像没有什么帮助，从这样的冥想中即使得不到什么结果。
You have to, and what you have to do meditation, you have to leave the home and go to the forest, go to a mountain.
如果要做冥想的话，应该离开家，然后到森林，到山上去。
And then you have to sit there and do meditation, not for 2 hours, but for thousands of years.
而且坐下来冥想。不是两个小时，而是几千年。
Would you be able to do that?
现在人们能做到吗？
Not easy.
这不容易。
Even to do it for a week or two.
甚至待几个星期都不可以。
I met one young man in Guangzhou. He went to live in a cave for a month.
我在广州遇到一个年轻人，他曾经在一个山洞里住过一个月。
Lived in the cave for a month. Told me, he said, after 1 month, he had more material desires than he had before he went in the cave.
他告诉我说，他在山洞里的时候，他的物质欲望比在山洞里来之前还要多。
It didn't help him much.
这没有什么帮助。
So in each age, there's a different process for self-realization.
所以呢，在每个年代都有不同的自我觉悟的方法。
To do meditation, you have to leave everything.
为了冥想，如果要做冥想的话，应该弃绝所有一切。
Can't take your handphone with you.
不能带手机。
Yeah, you have to go sit on the deer skin.
必须站在那些，必须坐在一个，鹿皮上。
Huh? That will keep the snakes away.
然后把那些蛇呢？就是防住在鹿皮上，以防止蛇的接近。
And then you just have to sit and detach yourself from everything.
然后呢，就必须坐下来，然后弃绝所有一切。
Concentrate on the soul within.
只是把精力完全专注于内心的灵魂。
So this process, that process of meditation, is not for this age.
所以呢，这种冥想的方式不是这个年代所，适用的。
Then there's another this the age after the Satya Yuga, after the Golden Age, is called the Treta Yuga.
然后大家年代之后呢，是 Treta 年代，被称为白银年代。
Yeah, the first age is like the Golden Age. The second age is like the Silver Age.
第一个年代就像黄金年代，第二年代就像白银年代。
So in the Satya Yuga, in the first age, people were all very pure, they were all very pious, they had all the good qualities.
在第一个年代呢，人们都非常的纯粹，都非常的虔诚，具有所有良好的品质。
But in the next age, in the Silver Age, the qualities were not so good.
但是到了白银年代呢，人们的品质就不那么好了。
You want to go next? You better go. 翻译。So, 下一个年代那个通天那个 Treta Yuga 的时候，他们就长寿十万年，一万年。那个时候，他们的方法，他们做计时，做计时的方法需要很多钱，不是所有的人可以做，因为需要放很多珠宝进去那个花，而且你需要有很好的婆罗门。婆罗门你们知道是什么人吗？听过婆罗门 ？Brahmana， 一个 Brahmana， 婆罗门是中文，
婆罗门。
所以婆罗门的人，他们需要念维陀经，可是念那个梵文不容易。这个年代我们也没有这样的人，他们不没有能力，他们不会念好的那个梵文。这个书不这半个，这个是梵文。梵文字你也可以看在书里面，这个都是梵文，维陀经也是梵文，所以婆罗门他们念了梵文的时候应该是有力量，就是很难念，在这个年代没有这样的人，没有这个，所以我们做不到那个知识的，我们没有那个那么富有的人，我们也没有有资格的婆罗门，所以我们不可以做那个知识的方法。下一个年代叫那个 Dwapara Yuga， Dwapara Yuga 是那个铜器年代，我们有黄金，我们有还有白金，还有
银器年代，
还有那个铜器年代，这个年代我们叫 Kali 年代，是
铁器
年代。你看我们那么堕落的人，卡利年代的人，我们平时不好，我们很多不好的习惯。其他的年代那个时候的人，他们都比我们好多了。这个是卡利年代，所以通气年代的方法，他们崇拜神像，那边有神像。可是我们没有崇拜他跟他们一样的方法，因为以前那个时候那个铜器年代的时候，他们非常规律的，他们崇拜神像很复杂，念很多曼陀罗，也做很多祭祀，不是那么容易。这个时候我们很简单的崇拜神像，所以这个年代我们崇拜神像为了帮助我们一点，我们也有时候做祭祀，你也看过，你们去香港的时候，你看在普塔克斯瓦米做一个祭祀吗？他说他做七地啊，给一些奉献做七地，做祭祀做火祭啊，你看过？
看过，
很简单。So this age is called Kali Yuga. People have, you know, we don't have the same type of qualities which people had in other ages.
So, in this 这个年代被称为卡利年代，人们呢并不具有其他年代所具有的品质。
We don't live so long.
我们不会生活很久。
In this age, maybe you live 100 years.
可能只能活100岁而已。
If you can live 100 years, that's a long time.
如果能够活100岁的话，那是一个很长的时间呢。
Yeah, we will congratulate someone if they can live 100 years.
如果一个人能够活到100岁，我们就会祝贺他。
Most people, you know, 60, 70.
大部分人只能活60-70岁。
So, what is the process for this age?
所以呢，我们这个年代的自我觉悟的程序是什么呢？
We said in the Satya Yuga, the process was meditation.
我们已经讲过，在黄金年代的话，人们的自我觉悟程序是冥想。
Then in the Treta Yuga, the process was to do the yagya.
在白银年代就是做祭祀。
Then the last stage, Dwapara Yuga, they did temple worship.
在上一个年代，铜器年代是庙宇崇拜。
So in this age, the Kali Yuga, the process is simply chanting the holy name.
所以在这个卡利年代呢，这个程序只是唱诵圣名。
It is in Sanskrit. It is called Sankirtan.
在梵文中，这被称为是 Sankirtan。
Sankirtan. You can see in this picture here. You see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's dancing with other devotees.
在这张照片中，我们看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在和其他人一起跳舞。
This is Sankirtan. They're performing Sankirtan.
他们正在举行 Sankirtan.
They're performing that Sankirtan. In the back, you can see the, a big structure. This is a chariot of Jagannath.
他们在做 Sankirtan. 背后呢是一个很大的这个车子，上面坐着主 Jagannath.
Yeah, we do this festival every year in many parts of the world, all over the world. They have this festival.
在每年呢，我们都在全球举行这个大的庆典。
And we pull a chariot with this, with the. You can see the figure with the big eyes, two big eyes. This is Jagannath.
我们呢会拉着花车，上面坐着这个有大两只大眼睛的这个神像，他叫 Jagannath.
When they pull this chariot, then all the devotees they chant, they do Sankirtan, they do chanting.
当我们拉着这个花车往前走的呢，所有奉献的者都一起唱歌跳舞，这呢被称为是 Sankirtan.
You can see the madanga there. The devotee, one devotee is playing madanga.
我们可以看到还有一位奉献者在打木当的鼓。
So this is called Sankirtan, and this is this chanting of the holy name as a group. This is a process recommended for this age.
所以呢，这 Sankirtan 就是在这个推荐给这个年代的人的一个程序。
Because not everybody can be so fortunate as Jang Prabhu and have a nice temple.
因为并不是所有人都像张帕布那么幸运，能够有这么大一个美丽的庙宇。
Yeah, you know, most of us we don't have that ability. We don't have even the space to have a temple.
大部分人甚至我们不能有一个可以像庙宇这样的地方。
And maybe the temple is far away. Maybe if there is a temple, maybe the temple is too far away from our home.
即使有庙宇的话，有时候庙宇离我们的家很远。
Or we have no time to go to the temple.
我们甚至有时候没有时间去上庙宇。
Everybody is very busy.
每个人都很忙。
So, the process has to be made very easy and very powerful.
所以呢，我们所需要程序必须是非常的有力量，非常的容易。
It has to be suitable for the people in this age.
必须适合于这个年代的人们。
In this age, we're not very qualified.
在这个年代。我们并不是具有很好的资格。
I would say in the Satya Yuga, people, everyone was very pure and very exalted, very special in their qualities.
我们知道，在萨提亚年代，每个人都非常的纯粹，他们都非品质杰出。
They all had peaceful minds. They were all controlled in their senses.
心意平和，而且控制感官。
That's how they could go and meditate for thousands of years.
这就是为什么他们能够冥想几千年的原因。
But in this age, Kali Yuga, we're not the same. We're different.
但是在这个年卡利年代，我们跟他们不同了。
Just like here in this part of China, you know, there's a lot of business and people are all busy. They have a lot of stress in their life.
那么就好像在这里。人们都很忙，有很多生意要做，生活有很多压力。
You don't have peaceful minds.
所以呢，心意不平和。
So Srila Vyasadeva he describes the people in the Kali Yuga. Vyasadeva is an incarnation of Krishna. He's a great sage who wrote down all the Vedas.
Vyasadeva 呢，他是 Krishna 的一个化身，他撰写了所有的伟大经典。他说。
So he wrote this Bhagavad Gita after hearing it. He wrote the Mahabharata.
是他写了这部国家梵，从聆听了以后呢，他再次把这个聆听到的写成了国家梵歌以及所有的伟大经典。
He wrote everything down for people in this age of Kali Yuga.
他把所有一切呢都写下来，就是为了这个适应卡利年代的人需要。
He knew. 5,000 years ago, he knew that we were beginning this Kali Yuga, and he knew it was going to be not easy for people to understand Vedic knowledge.
他知道五千年前就是卡利年代就要开始了。他知道就是这个年代呢，如果人们呢觉悟并不容易。
previously in other ages, when people wanted Vedic knowledge, they would all go to the guru, and they would go to the guru who would live in a forest somewhere, and he had an ashram, he had a place where everyone could come and stay, and they would stay there with him, and they would hear the Vedas from him.
在以前年代呢，有灵性导师，灵性导师呢，他们会居住在一个ashram里，所有的人都会去到灵性导师那里聆听伟大经典。但是到我们这个年代呢，要理解伟大经典知识呢，就很难。
He had it written down for people because he knew they wouldn't be able to simply remember by hearing.
所以呢，他把所有的知识呢都写下来，因为呢，他知道这个年代人们并不能像以前那样，只是通过聆听就能够理解。Other
people, other ages, they just simply hear, they could remember.
只在以前的年代，人们只要听过就能够记住。But
in this age, Kali Yuga, we can hear a dozen times and we still can't remember.
但是。 在这个卡利年代，我们即使听过了十几遍，但还是记不住。Because
our minds are so restless, so hard to focus.
因为我们的心意非常的纷乱，很难专注。We
don't have the same qualities of people in the other ages.
我们没有像以前年代的人那样的品质。That's
why we live a short life.
这就是为什么我们的寿命变短了。
You will see people who live a more peaceful, relaxed life, they will live longer life.
我们知道，如果一个人他生活的很平和，非常的放松，那么他的寿命就会更长。
But the more you have a lot of anxiety, worry about money, and you have to rush around, the shorter your life.
那么，但是如果总是充满生活充满了焦虑，总是很忙很匆忙，这样子的话。
So the Vedas are meant to teach people how to have a balanced life.
所以伟达经教人们怎么能够有一个更平和的心意。How
to get the best of both the material life and have spiritual life also.
怎么在灵性生活和物质生活上都达到最高的程度。
Yeah, we want to enjoy our life here in this world.
我们想要在这个世界上享受我们的生命。
But we want to have a good life afterwards also, once we leave this world.
但是我们同时在离开这个躯体，这一生结束以后，还想有一个更好的来生。
Where are you going to go when you leave this body?
我们离开了这个躯体以后，会去哪里呢？
We have to think about this.
我们必须好好想一想。
Because here we are in this body, and we know this body doesn't live forever.
就好像我们在这里，在这个躯体里，但是我们这个躯体不会一直持续下去。Where
are we going to go?
那么我们会去哪里呢？
If you say, I don't know, I don't care. Somebody may say, I don't care where I go.
有人会说，我根本就不在乎我以后会去哪里。Then
it doesn't matter if you don't care.
如果不在乎的话，当然并没有关系。But
somebody else may, if you think about it, if you say, well, now you have this human body, but the next life you may be an animal or a tree.
但是如果一旦想一想，现在我们在人的躯体里，可是能在下一生，可能就在一个动物或者一个树的躯体里。You
think it would be nice to stand as a tree?
如果像树一样一直站着，这样。
Trees can live a long time.
树能够活很久。
Yeah, if you want to have a long life, you can have a life like a tree.
如果只想要长寿的话，我们可能会有一个像树一样的生命。
But the tree's life is not very nice.
但是像树一样的生活并不快乐。
Your feet are stuck in the ground.
只是站在这个大地土地泥土里。
And you have to stand there in the rain, and the snow, and the wind.
必须承受冬天、雨、风、雪。
Sometimes, of course, the heat will be there, the summer will come.
有时候夏天来了就非常的炙热。
You have to tolerate all the different conditions.
必须容忍所有不同的状况。
Somebody will come and cut the tree, break off everything.
有的人会来把这个树给砍倒。
The tree cannot protest.
作为树的话，它根本就无力反抗。
So, it is And the tree also has a low consciousness.
同样，树也有具有一些比较低的知觉。
So the Vedas teaching us how we can get higher consciousness.
但是韦达呢，教我们怎么具有较高的知觉。
Consciousness, our consciousness, we can have conscious like an animal, conscious like a tree, or conscious as a human being.
我们可以有树一样的知觉，像动物一样的知觉，以及像人一样的知觉。
There's different levels of consciousness.
这是知觉的不同的层面。
The animal, they're only conscious of eating and sleeping, mating and defending.
动物它们的活动只是吃、睡、防卫和交配。
They do not ask anything like, "Who am I? Why am I here?"
它根本就不会问我是谁，我来自哪里。
They just simply want to eat and sleep.
它只想要吃和睡。
Maybe if you keep a dog, you know, the dog is happy. Just give him some food, and he'll sit there all day.
可能你们有人养狗，那狗它就只要有吃的，它就很高兴了。
But the dog is not going to ask, "Who am I? Why am I suffering?"
但是狗就不会问，我是谁？为什么我有这么多痛苦？
This is the human being's responsibility.
这些就是人的反应。
In human life.We can think about what will happen to me when I die. Where will I go?
在人的躯体里，我们应该会问，就说我活着是
Where will I go?
我死了以后会去哪里？
So we will explain where we go.
所以呢，我们在这里解释我们去哪里。
In human life, we have a choice. We can go up.We can go down, or we can come back.
那么在人的躯体里，我们有选择权，就是可以选择被提升，也可以选择堕落，或者是选择再回来。
When you go down, you go into the lower species of life, like animal or tree.
当堕落的时候，我们就会进入到一些像动物这样的一个低等的躯体当中。
And when you go up, you can go up into higher planets.
如果得到提升的话，就会达到更高的星球。
The Vedas explain there is life on many planets all over the universe.
韦达经讲到，在整个宇宙当中有各种各样的星球。
It is foolish to think there's life only on this one planet.
如果只认为只有地球上才有生命的话，这是一种很愚蠢的想法。
Wherever you go, you will find life.
无论你去哪里，都可以找到生命。
And there are much higher forms of life on higher planets.
在高等的星球上，那么是生命的种类会是更高等的。
The Vedas describe there are 14 different levels of planets.
韦达经讲到有14层不同的星球。
And the Earth is in the seventh level.
地球呢，在第七层。
It's in the middle.
在中间。
There's higher planets. In the higher planets, there are living beings. There are beings there who live much longer life and who have all kinds of yoga powers.
在更高等比地球高等星球当中呢，人们会有一个更好的条件，生命状态，然后住的都是一些非常高的瑜伽师。
Yeah, they have yoga powers. They can travel from one planet to another.
他们有瑜伽的，通过瑜伽的能量，他们可以从一个星球做星际的旅行。
They don't need airplane tickets and passports or visas.
他们根本就不需要坐飞机，有护照，有签证。
They just by their yoga powers they can travel.
他们通过瑜伽的力量就能够到处旅行。
And they have great intelligence.
他们有很高的智力。
And they live.Very long life.
他们寿命很长。
But they also have to die.
但是他们仍然必须面对死亡。
These higher beings are often known as demigods.
这些更高等的生物体呢，被称为是半神人。
There are many different planets of these demigods.
半神人呢，也有很多不同的星球。
On the topmost planet is the planet of Brahma.
在最高的星球呢？最高的半神的星球就是婆罗赫摩的星球。
Brahma is born from a lotus flower.
婆罗奋摩诞生于一朵莲花之上。
And that lotus flower comes from the navel of Vishnu.
这朵莲花呢，最终是来源于主 Vishnu 的这个肚脐。
Brahma is the first living entity in this universe.
婆罗奋摩呢是这个宇宙中第一个生物体。
And from him, many other living entities come.
从他那里呢，很多其他的生物体诞生出来。
So Brahma also has to die.
So, 但是呢 ，Brahma 他仍然必须面对死亡。
But his lifetime is millions and millions of years of our planet.
但是呢，他的寿命是我们寿命的千千万万倍。
So Brahma is in the higher planets, and then we are in the Earth planet in the middle, and there are lower planets also.Where there's all kinds of different conditions.
那么婆罗诃摩在高等星球，我们居住在地球中等星球，那么还有低等星球，上面也有各种不同的星系。
But beyond this material world, there's another world also.
但是在这个物质世界之外呢，是另外一个世界。
This world is called spiritual world.
被称为是灵性世界。
We're in this material world.
我们是生活在物质世界。
We have a material body.
我们有物质的躯体。
This material body is our vehicle for living in this world.
我们这个物质躯体呢，是生活在这个世界上的一个机器工具。
Just like people have different cars, somebody has a fast, very fast, powerful car.
就好像人们在不同的驾驶不同汽车，有的人有一辆比较快的车。
Someone's driving some kind of German car, maybe like the Benz.
有的人驾驶的德国产的轿车。
And somebody else's maybe just got Volkswagen.
有的人可能只驾驶，即使在德国车子的牌子当中，有的是大众，有的是更好的牌子。
Yeah, there are different kinds of cars. Some cars go very fast, and other cars are slower, more family car.
有很多种汽车，有的是开得很快的，有的呢可能只是一些家用的一些普通车。
And the same way, we have different bodies.
同样的话，我们有不同的躯体。
This body is given to us according to our karma.
这个躯体呢是根据我们的业报给所赐予的。
According to their karma, is placed in one situation where they have a very sick body.
有时候呢，由于业报的原因，他们被处在一个非常疾病缠身的躯体当中。
This because of some karma, something from their past life, they're born into a condition where they have very bad health.
由于业报，就是说以前过往行动的影响，他们被处在一个。非常糟的环境当中。
Somebody else is maybe very poor.
有的人可能很贫穷。
Somebody else is very rich.
有的人很富裕。
It's everything is arranged according to past activities.
这一切都是由于过去的行为所造成的。
This is the laws of nature in this material world. We call this the law of karma.
我们被称之为这个叫做业报法则，就是这个物质世界运作的一个原则。
So, Bhagavad Gita, the Vedas teach us how we can improve, how we can change our karma.
所以呢，国家梵歌伟大经典教导我们怎么能够改变我们的业报。
We can do activities which will help us to enjoy more the material world.
我们可以做一些使我们自己可以在物质世界上有更多享乐的这个活动。
When you perform pious activities, then you get good results.
如果我们做一些虔诚活动的话，就能得到这样的好结果。
Pious activities mean things like planting trees, digging wells.
这些虔诚活动呢，就好像是植树啊、挖井呀、
doing some charity to help unfortunate people.
做些慈善活动帮助不幸的人们。
There are many different ways in which we can do these kind of pious activities.
有很多方法可以做这些虔诚活动。
And this helps us to improve our karma. It helps us to get some more happiness and enjoyment in the material world.
进呢，这有助于帮助我们改变我们的业报，使我们以后能够在物质世界上有更多的享受。
But we should understand whatever we get from this activity, it will be limited and temporary.
但是我们应该知道，所有这些活动所得到的结果都是有限，而且是短暂的。
And sometimes people do things which don't help them to enjoy the material world.
有时候人们所做的行为根本就是不利于我们在这个世界上更多的享乐的。
Just like there's a story about one.Person, he was worshipped. He was a devotee of Shiva.
就好像有个故事讲的是有一个人，他是主 Shiva 的奉献者。
Has anybody here? Have you heard of Shiva?
你们听说过 Shiva 吗
？Shiva, 听过啊？
湿婆，以前干的湿的。
Anyway.Shiva is very prominent, and especially if you in the Vedas, not a lot of people from India, they will, you know, they become followers or worshippers of Shiva.
Shiva 呢是伟大历史上是非常一个特殊的人物，很多来自印度的人呢，他们都崇拜主 Shiva.
So one time this man was worshipping Shiva. He wanted to get some benediction from Shiva.
所以呢，一次他想要从这个人呢在崇拜主 Shiva。他想要从主释迦那边获得一些特殊的祝福。
But this man was he was really very ignorant, foolish person.
但是这个人呢，实际上真的是非常愚昧无知的人。
And he was worshipping Shiva by cutting flesh off his body.
他通过就是从自己身上割肉的方式来崇拜主释迦。
He lit a fire and he would cut pieces off his flesh off his body and offer the flesh in the fire to Lord Shiva.
他呢在面前点一堆火，然后把自己肉呢割下来供奉到这个火中，以此来崇拜主 Shiva。
So Lord Shiva was not coming to see him. He would not appear.
但是呢主 Shiva 呢却没有出现，没有来看他。
So then he decided he would cut his own head off and offer his head in the fire.
然后他决心要把自己手砍下来，把手供奉给 Shiva。
So first of all, he took a bath. There was a lake nearby, and he went in the lake. He got all wet, and then when he was wet, he came in front of the fire, and he was going to cut his head off to offer it to Shiva.
首先呢，他到身边的一个池塘里呢，把全身都弄湿，然后来到火之前，他正准备要把这个手，自己的手砍下来。
This is how people can be so ignorant, so foolish. They do things like.
我们可以从中看出这个人他是多么的愚昧无知，做的事情就像做这类事情。
So when he was just about to cut his head off, then Lord Shiva understood that this person he felt sorry for him, so he appeared before him.
那么当他想象这样做的时候呢，主希瓦就感觉到感到很对不起这个人，所以呢他就来出现在这个人面前来见他。
And then Lord Shiva said to him, he said, what is it you want? What blessing do you want to get from me? How can I help you?
主 Shiva 说，你想要我给你什么样祝福呢？我怎么才能帮助你呢？
So the man said to Shiva, he said, I want a benediction that whenever I touch someone's head with my hand, that their head will fall off.
然后他这个人说，我想要一个祝福，就是说我的手无论碰到谁的头，这个头就会爆炸。
So Lord Shiva felt very bad when he heard this. He thought, oh no, this man is so bad, he's so dangerous, what have I done? I have to give him this blessing.
但是主释迦听了以后呢，就感到非常的难过，他想这个人这么愚蠢，但是呢我该怎么办呢？我承诺过他，所以我必须给他这个祝福呀。
So Lord Shiva had to give him this blessing.
所以呢，主释迦不得不给他这个祝福。
And then the man wanted to touch Shiva's head.
然后呢，这个人一转身就要想要用手去碰这个 Shiva 的头。
Yeah, and he came after Shiva to touch his head.
他追着 Shiva 要去碰 Shiva 的头。
So Lord Shiva had to run.
所以呢，主释迦就不得不逃。
But this person ran after him.
但是呢，这个人就追着他。
He was running after him.
追赶他。
There are many devotees of Shiva.
Shiva 有很多奉献者。
There are more devotees of Shiva than Krishna.
他的奉献者比 Krishna 奉献者还要多。
Because Lord Shiva is very easy to please.
因为主 Shiva 很容易被取悦。
But he is also easy to be angered.
但是呢，他也很容易愤怒。
So you have to be careful in worshipping Shiva.
所以在崇拜主 Shiva 的时候呢，要非常小心。
Lord Shiva's devotees are more than Krishna's devotees.
主 Shiva 的奉献者比 Krishna 奉献者还要多。
Because Krishna gave a benediction to Shiva that he wanted. He said, your devotees should be more than mine.
因为 Krishna 给过 Shiva 一个祝福，说你的奉献者比我的还要多。
Shiva is a devotee of Krishna.
Shiva 是 Krishna 的一位奉献者。
But his devotees, mostly people worship Shiva to get material benefit.
但大多情况下，人们崇拜西宝是为了获得物质的利益。
Now Krishna can also give material benefit, but he doesn't give material benefit so easy as Shiva.
Krishna 也能给人们物质的利益，物质的祝福，但是呢，却不像西宝给的那么容易。
If you want to get Krishna's blessings, you have to be patient.
如果想要得到 Krishna 的祝福，大家应该有足够的耐心。
And Krishna will consider if this is going to be good for you.
Krishna 会考虑我给你的这个祝福是不是对你有帮助。
But Lord Shiva is not so careful.
但是主 Shiva 就不是那么谨慎了。
You can see he gave a benediction to this man that you can touch someone's head, their head will fall down.
我们知道他甚至可以给这个人祝福，就是说，手碰到任何人的头，那个头就要掉下来。
So Lord Shiva was rushing away and the man was chasing after him.
所以呢，这个 Shiva 呢，他就逃着，这个人呢就在后面追。
Wherever Shiva went, that man went.
Shiva 无论到哪里，他就追到哪里。
So finally Lord Krishna had to come and help him.
所以呢，最后 Krishna 不得不来帮助 Shiva.
Because Shiva is his devotee, so Krishna is always kind to Shiva.
因为 Shiva 是 Krishna 的奉献者。所以呢 ，Krishna 总是对他很友善。
So Krishna disguised himself.
所以 Krishna 把自己化妆了一下。
And then he came before, in front of, the man who was chasing after Shiva.
然后呢，他来到这个追赶 Shiva 的人面前。
And he said to him, "What are you doing? Why are you rushing after Lord Shiva?"
他对他说，你为什么要去追赶 Shiva 呢？
And the man said, I have to touch his head, I have to touch his head.
这个人嚷嚷说，我要去碰他的头，我要去碰他的头。
So Krishna said to him, he said, why do you want to do that?
然后 Krishna 给他说，你为什么要这样做呢？
He said, no, he gave me a benediction that when I touch someone's head, their head will fall off.
那个人回答说，他给我一个祝福，我的手碰到什么人的头，他的头就要到落地。
So then Krishna said to him, he said, oh, don't believe Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva tricks people all the time. You can't trust him.
然后 Krishna 对他说，哎呀，你别相信主 Shiva 了， Shiva 他老是骗人的。
You can't believe everything he says.
他说什么你根本就不用相信。
He said, you just try for yourself. Put your own hand on your head and see.
不相信的话，你自己试试看，用手碰碰你的头呢。
And so then the man immediately put his hand on his own head.
然后呢，听了这个话，这个人马上就用手碰了自己的头。
And immediately his head fell off.
然后很快，立即他的头就掉下来。
So this way, Lord Krishna was able to save Lord Shiva.
所以这样呢 ，Krishna 就救了 Shiva.
So many people come to worship Shiva to get blessings.
所以呢，有很多人到 Shiva 这里来。请求祝福。
But they're so foolish. They ask for silly things. They ask for things which are not intelligent.
但是呢，他们却那么蠢，要的东西都是很没有智慧的。
They get things which are temporary and limited.
这些他们要的东西都是短暂而且是有限的。
But there are some people who worship Lord Shiva to get something very valuable.
但是还是有人崇拜主 Shiva， 为了获得一些很有价值的东西。
From Lord Shiva, you can also understand Lord Krishna.
通过主 Shiva， 我们可以理解主 Krishna.
That is something which only a few people, only some rare souls, they get that. They get the special mercy of Shiva.
只有一些非常少数的灵魂，他们才这样做，他们得到主特殊的仁慈。
Most people, they don't want that special mercy.
大部分人他们不想要这个特殊的仁慈。
They want the material, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation.
他们只想要一些经济的发展，一些感官的享乐，或者是解脱。
But these things are all temporary.
但是这些都是短暂的。
Even liberation is temporary.
甚至是解脱都是短暂的。
Because even liberation, you can liberate for some time, but then you come back into the material world.
因为我们可以解脱一段时间，但最后还是会跌落到物质世界中来。
But if you understand the goal of yoga, you can get the highest thing.
但是如果一旦理解了瑜伽的真正目的的话，就会得到最高的东西。
But we have to understand the soul.
但是我们必须理解灵魂。
This is the first thing, to understand ourselves different from this body.
理解我们跟这个我们本自我跟这个躯体不同，这是第一首要的一点。
There was one lady, old lady living alone. She wanted to have some company.
那有一个女子，她感到很生活的很孤独，所以呢，她想要有伴侣。
So she bought herself a little bird in a cage.
所以呢，她就买了一只鸟，装在这个鸟笼里。
And she thought the little bird will keep her company, can sing to her all day.
她想这只鸟呢就可以作伴，每天呢给自己唱歌。
And she put a bell in the cage for the bird that will sound nice. The bird can ring the bell.
然后呢，她在这个鸟笼里呢挂一个小铃铛，这个鸟呢唱得很好听。
And then there was a swing for the bird to sit on. It could swing back and forth.
然后里面呢还挂了一个秋千，鸟呢可以坐在上面，前后这个荡秋千。
And she put even a mirror there, the bird can look at itself all day.
她甚至在鸟笼里装了一面镜子，那个这个鸟呢每天都可以自己照镜子。
And she think now this bird must be very happy.
她想哦，现在这个鸟肯定过得很开心。
It will keep me company for a long time.
它就可以跟我一起待很久了。
But after some time, a short time only, the bird died.
但是没过多久，这个鸟就死掉了。
We will ask the ladies. We will ask the ladies. 我们问你们 ，Why did the bird die？
为什么这个鸟会死呢？
啊，你知道吗？啊啊
？No freedom.
No freedom. No, that wasn't no. I mean, many people keep birds in the cage. They live a long time.They don't have freedom, but they still live.
有很多人就是养鸟，就把鸟关在笼子里。这些鸟虽然没有自由，但它们还是能够活很久的。
你知道吗？啊？
鸟生病
了。鸟生病了。啊。一样。
Although in the body, because in the body of bird, so they cannot enjoy the millers, the swans, because they are not in the body of a human being. Because this kind of facilities for the enjoyment of the
But they won't die because of that. They're not going to die just because of that.
他们不会因为这个而死掉。
要想到灵性世界去，他不愿在物质世界。
But there are so many people living here in this world, they're not dying.
但是物质世界里有这么多人还是活在物质世界里没有死呀。
为什么我们还在这里啊？
我们也想去。
John Prabhu says the answer. He said, because there's no food for the bird.
张塔夫刚才说了正确的答案，就是因为他没有给鸟喂食。
Didn't put any food. The silly woman, you know, she got the bird and she put it in the nice cage, gave it, but she didn't put any food or water for the bird.
所以这个愚蠢的女子呢，她没有，她给了很多就是其他设施，但是她没有给这个鸟喂食。
So in the same way, we have this body and we have a soul in this body. We are a soul in this body.
同样的，我们不是这个躯体。我们有这个躯体，但是呢，我们内心还有一个灵魂。
We take care of the body. We do lots of things for the body.
我们照顾我们这个身体，我们为这个身体呢做很多事情。
You know, we take care of everything. Anything wrong with our body, we go to a doctor, we get treatment and stuff. We do a lot of things to keep the body healthy.
一旦身体有什么不适呢，我们就去找医生，尽量让这个身体呢保持好的状态。
You know, we feed it and clean it and everything.
我们给他喂食来每天都打扫。
And sometimes, you know, we take care of the mind also. If we get too tired or mental, you know, we'll take care to relax and to rest.
有时候呢，我们还会照顾我们的心意。如果压力太大的话，我们就会放松一下。
But we never think about the soul.
但是呢，我们根本就没有在乎我们的灵魂。
Yeah, we're not doing anything for the soul.
我们做的事情根本不会在跟灵魂无关。
The soul is also very—it's the most important part in our life.
灵魂是我们这生命中最最重要的部分。
Right, without the soul, this body is a dead body.
没有灵魂的话，这个身体只是一个死尸而已。
You were saying you wanted to live 100,000 years.
我们想要活一百岁。
Yeah, this lady said she wanted to live 100,000 years.
这位女士，想要活一百岁吗？嗯。
再别啊。
So, we have to take care of the soul to do that.
所以呢，我们必须照顾好我们的这个灵魂。
You have to feed the soul.
必须给这个灵魂喂食。
What is the food for the soul?
灵魂的食物是什么呢？
That is the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra.
是唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗。
When you chant the Hare Krishna mantra regularly, then you give food for, you give nourishment, food for the soul.
如果我们经常的唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗，我们就给我们的灵魂等于是喂了食物。
That is the most valuable.
这是最有价值的事情。
There's a story about one man. He heardthat in the Vrindavan is a holy place in India where Krishna lives, and he heard that in Vrindavan there was one sadhu named Sanatana Goswami.
在印度呢，有个圣地叫做 Vrindavan， 那么这个圣地呢是 Krishna 曾经居住的地方。有一个人呢，他听说在那里有一位圣人，名字叫做 Sanatana Goswami。
He said, this Sanatana Goswami, he's got one stone, it's a touchstone, and everything you touch becomes gold.
这个人听说 Sanatana Goswami 有一块石头，这块石头是点金石。
Just think, if you have one of these stones, you don't need to work anymore.
要想想，如果你有这样一块点金石的话，根本就没必要去工作了。
小舅父母，你不用工作，如果有这样的石头。Okay. So this man thought, let me go there and I'll make friends with him and I'll get his stone.
然后这个人想，哎呀，我要去那里，我要找到这个人来得到这块石头。
So he went to Vrindavan and he found Sanatana Goswami.
所以呢，他去了 Vrindavan， 找到了 Sanatana Goswami.
And he made friends with him. He stayed with him. He'sHelped him to go his cook to do his seva and puja and cooking and everything.
他呢就在那里在跟他在一起做 puja， 帮他做服务，然后呢和他交朋友。
So then, after becoming his friend, he said, "I heard from people you have one stone, a touchstone. It can turn everything to gold."
然后呢，他就给他讲，哎呦，我听说过你有一块点金石啊，你碰这块石头，点石能成金呢。
And he said, oh yeah, I have a stone like that.
Sanatana Goswami 说，是啊，我有这样一块石头。
So he said, do you think you could give it to me? He said, I'm your friend. He said, would you give it to me?
所以这个人就问他说：“哎呀，我是你的好朋友啊，你能不能把这块石头给我
？”He said, "Oh, you want that stone?" He said, "Oh, if you want, it's over there. It's over there with all that other garbage, with the rubbish I'm throwing away."
那狗斯拉姆说：“哎呦，你要这个东西啊？你去那边找，在垃圾堆里。
”So he went there and gave, got the stone and gave it to the man.
然后呢，他就把这块石头找来，把这个石头给他那个人。
So then the man took the stone and he saw, he touched something and he saw what he touched became gold.
然后这个人呢，他就拿这个石头试试看，无论他这个石头碰什么东西呢，都变成了金子。
It was a real touchstone, it could make gold.
这是一块真的点金石，可以点石成金。
So he was so happy, he thought, now I've got it, I've got, my life is made, I'm so happy.
所以呢，这个人感到非常非常高兴。哎呀，我的生命都成功了，太高兴了。
And he was going away. He was going to leave. But when he was going away, he was thinking, he gave me this stone. It's so valuable. Why did he give it away?
然后他就打算走了。但是他刚走的时候，他就想，哎，他给我这块石头，但是为什么把它丢掉呢？
He had it even with the garbage. He wasn't even taking care of it.
他根本就没有好好照顾这块石头，甚至把它丢在垃圾堆里。
And he's letting me take it.
他就是这样让我拿走了。
He must have something more valuable.
他肯定有更有值钱的东西。
So he said, I have to go back. He's cheated me. He's just given me this stone. He could have given me something more valuable.
所以他想我一定要回去，他在骗我，他肯定自己还有更好的东西。
So he came back to see Sanatana Goswami.
所以呢，他回来见 Sanatana Goswami.
And he said, you gave me this stone, but you have something more valuable.
他说你给我这块石头，但是你自己却有更值钱的东西。
And Sanatana Goswami said, oh yeah, he said, that stone, that's nothing.
那他告诉他们是是啊，这块石头根本就不值，根本就不算什么。
He said, "I have something much more valuable than that."
我有比它更值钱的东西。
So then the man said, "Can you give it to me? Can you give me the most valuable thing?"
所以这个人就问他说，你能够把你的东西给我吗
？So Sanatana Goswami said, "I can give you, but one condition."
Sanatana Goswami 说。好啊，我可以给你，但是有一个条件。
First of all, you have to throw that stone away.
首先，你必须把这块点金石丢了。
You have to throw it right into the middle of that river right there, the Yamuna. The Yamuna River is there; it's very deep. Just throw it right in there.
他说，你必须把这个石头丢到亚穆纳河里。亚穆纳河非常的深。
You'll never see it again.
你丢进去以后再也找不到。
So the man has to decide.To throw the stone or not.
所以呢，这个人必须考虑决定，丢了这个石头呢，还是留着。
So if you want the most valuable thing, you have to throw the stone away.
就是说，如果你想要得到更有价值的东西呢，必须把这个石头丢了。
So he threw the stone in the river.
所以呢，他把这个石头丢到河里。
And then Sanatana Goswami gave him a bag with these beads in.
然后 Sanatana Goswami 给了他这样的一个念珠袋。
And he said, now you have to chant.
现在你必须唱，你要唱诵。
He said, this is the most valuable thing.
这是最有价值的东西。
He said, this will give you real peace and happiness and success in life.
这会给你真正的平和、快乐和生命的满足、成功。
Who wants the beads, and who wants the stone?
谁想要念珠袋，还是想要石头？
There's a story. One man was doing work. He was carrying rocks.
有一次呢，有一个人呢，他的工作就是搬运这个岩石块石头。
He was moving a bunch of heavy rocks along the side of a river. He was moving them from one place to another.
他们呢，他的工作就是沿着河呢，就是河岸边的石头从一个地方搬到另外地方。这些石头都是非常大的。
And on the other side of the river, there were people over the other side of the river. They were having a party and they were singing and dancing.
那么在河的对岸呢，有一群人，他们在举行一个party， 唱唱歌和跳舞。
Everybody was over there. They were all enjoying themselves.
那里的人呢，每个人都在都很快乐。
And there's this poor man. He's moving these rocks.
这个可怜的人呢，却在这里搬一点石头。
So then they saw the man moving the rocks, and they called over to them. They said, "Hey, come on over here. Come and join us. There's a lot of food here. We're having a nice time. You can come and join us."
所以呢，在举行 party 的人当中呢，看到对岸的人，他就说，哎，为什么快过来呀？来我们这里，这里有很多好吃的。
And the man says, "What about my rocks? Can I bring my rocks?"
那个搬石头人就说，哎呀，如果我过来的话，那些石头怎么办？我能够把石头搬过来跟你们一起吗？
嗯， you know, he's thinking that if I leave my rocks, you know, who will take care of my rocks?
因为他在想，如果我丢了这些石头的话，这些石头有谁来照看呢？
They were saying, "No, come and join us. We're having a good time."
人们在对岸的人在喊，来，快来，快到我们这边来，这里可快乐着呢。
So then he comes, he tries to cross the river, but he wants to bring his rocks with him.
所以呢，这个人想要加入对岸的，想加到对岸的，到对岸去，但是呢，他却搬着自己的石头。
So maybe somebody will steal my rocks.
他想，可能有人会偷了我的石头。
But he can't cross the river and bring his rocks with him at the same time.
但是当他搬着这个石头的时候呢，他根本就没法渡河。
So we have to detach ourselves from this material situation.
所以呢，我们必须使我们弃绝这些物质的条件。
We have to purify the consciousness.
我们必须净化我们的知觉。
To see everything in the proper way.
把用正确的视野视角来看待所有一切。
There is two types of renunciation.
有两种弃绝。
One is artificial renunciation.
一种是做作的弃绝。
They give up everything.
他们放弃一切。
Just like some people, some sadhus, they won't wear even any clothes. They don't even cover the body with cloth.
就好像有的人，他根本有些傻度圣人，他们根本就不穿衣服，他们不想身不必就是说身上跟什么都不一丝不挂。
They won't speak.
他们也不说话。
I went one time, I was in India, and I was traveling in a remote place. And I saw, I was with one devotee with me, we were two people. And we saw one mountain, and there was a cave in the mountain. We could see it was a temple in the cave.
有一次呢，我在印度的一个很偏远的地方，当时呢，还有一位奉献者和我在一起。然后我们来到一座大山前，刚好山脚下有一个小的山洞，里面有一个房子，里面住着一个人。
Yeah, temple.
里面那边就是一座庙宇。
So we thought, let's go and see the temple.
然后我们说去看看这个庙怎么样。
So we went in the temple, in the cave there, in this mountain. We saw there was one man living there.
当我们来到这个山脚的小庙的时候呢，我们发现里面还住着一个人。
He was taking care of the temple.
他是照看这个庙宇的。
But he wouldn't speak.
但是呢，他却根本就不说话。
He would use his hands and tell us, you know.
他只是对着我们就指手画脚，做做手势。
It's a common thing. Sometimes people they make a vow. No speaking.
就是人们呢，就是发誓不说话。这在印度是非常的常见的。
Especially this, he's living in a remote place in a mountain, so okay, can do it very easy.
特别是他们住在那些非常偏远的一些山区的话，其实能做到这一点是很容易的。
Anyway, I was much younger then.
那时候呢，我还比较年轻。
And I was distributing Bhagavad Gita around India.
我那时在全印度呢派发《博迦梵歌书》。
So we showed him the book, Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢，我们给他看《国家梵歌》。
And then he wrote, and he had a board with chalk, and he wrote on the board, "How much is it?"
他呢有一块黑板，他在用粉笔在黑板上写这本书多少钱啊。
And we told him how much it was. He immediately bought the book from us.
我们告诉他多少钱，他马上就把书买了下来。
You know, he'd made a vow of silence, but he was writing. He was still communicating.
他们发誓说不说话，但是呢，他们用写的方式来交流。
I knew another man. He was a businessman. He would not speak on Sunday.
还有一个是生意人，他发誓就是自己不在白天的时候说话。
哦，星期天。
哦 ，Sunday。
Sunday。
他不在星期天说话。
But the rest of the week, he talk a lot. Very busy.
但是呢，其他的时候呢，他却很忙，说很多话。
Some other sadhus vow not to touch money.
有的圣人呢，他们承诺说不碰钱。
There's one famous sadhu. He has a picture of him taken. There's money on the table, and he goes.
有一个非常有名的圣人，就是他有张照片，就桌上放着钱，然后他就做出这种姿势。
But everybody knows he has a lot of money.
但是所有人都知道他其实有很多钱。
His money is under the table.
他的钱就在这个桌子下面。
But for the sake of name and fame, you know, he pictured.
但是为了这个面子呢，他就是做出这种手势，姿态。
So that is artificial renunciation.
所以呢，这种就是做作的弃绝。
But real renunciation is to use everything in the proper way, in the service of Krishna.
但是真正的弃绝呢，就是用来为把所有的钱都用来为 Krishna 做服务，这是正确的弃绝。
We don't have to give up everything, but we have to use it in the proper way.
我们没必要把一切都放弃一切，但是呢，我们应该把所有的东西用于正确的途径。
Just like we use printing presses to print books like Bhagavad Gita.
就好像是这个出版也一样，我们出版的是《国家梵歌》。
We use money to build temples for Krishna.
我们用钱来为 Krishna 建庙宇。
We use a vehicle to go and travel to preach the message of Krishna.
我们用我们的这个汽车，然后交通工具去到处去传播 Krishna 知觉。
Somebody else may say, "No, a car, vehicle, this is material."
有人会说，哎呀，这个轿车、汽车，这些都是物质的。
We should not use them.
我们不应该用。
That is artificial renunciation.
这样的弃绝是做作的弃绝。
But when you use it for the service of Krishna, that is real renunciation.
但是如果用这些来服务 Krishna 的话，这才是真正的弃绝。
So Krishna consciousness, this message of Krishna is to make us, to make our life more meaningful.
所以呢，这 Krishna 知觉的科学是使我们的生命变得更有意义。
Material life only increases the fever.
那么物质的生活只是在使我们的生活变得发烧。
You want to have a We already have a temperature in the body.
我们身体里已有一个温度，有体温。
And we want to increase the temperature.
我们想要使这个体温升高。
Yeah, we want more economic development, more sense gratification.
我们想要有更多的经济发展，有更多的感官享乐。
That is only increasing the anxiety.
这只会增强这种焦虑。
One time.One man, he was a big businessman, and his wife got a fever.
有一次呢，有个商人，他的妻子发高烧。
So he brought the doctor immediately to come and see his wife.
然后呢，他就叫医生来看，给他妻子看病。
And the doctor came and saw his wife and said, "Oh, your wife has a little fever. Just let her rest for a day; she'll be fine."
医生说，你的妻子只是稍微有点发烧，让她在家里待。
And at the same time, there was one lady helping in the house. She also had a fever, so the man brought the doctor to see the maid.
刚好呢，家里的女仆呢也发烧，所以这个人叫医生也给这个女仆看看病。
So then the doctor saw this maid. He said, oh, she has a very bad fever. She has to be very careful. I'll give you medicine. You make her take this medicine. Look after her. I'll come and see her again.
医生说，哦哟，她的发烧的挺厉害的，我必须给她配点药，而且她要好好休息，过几天我还要来看她。
But when the businessman's wife heard that the maid had a bigger fever than her, she was not pleased.
但是这个商人的妻子知道自己的仆人竟然体温比自己高，她就很生气。
She said, I'm the main woman in this house. She's only the maid. Her fever should not be more than mine.
她说，我是这家的女主人。 她只是一个女仆而已，她怎么可以比我的体温还要高呢？
I'm more important than her.
我比她更重要。
Why is her fever more than mine?
她怎么可以温度超过我呢？
This is material life.
这就是物质生活。
We want to increase the fever.
我们想要把体温升高。
We want more anxiety.
我们想要有更多的焦虑。
And on the other hand, a doctor comes and he says, oh, you have a fever. Okay, I will give you an injection. Gives an injection.
有时候呢，医生来了，他说，哦，你现在发高烧，我给你打一针。
And then after the injection, patient dies.
然后呢，打了针以后呢，这个病人他就死了。
And he says, oh, the people say, he's dead.
人们说，哎呀，他死了。
But the doctor said, fever's gone.
医生说，哎呀，他现在不发烧了，虽然死了，但是他少不发烧了。
Why are you complaining? Fever's gone.
你为什么还抱怨啊？他不发烧了呀。
No, he's dead.
他先死了。But
why worry? Fever's gone.
但是至少他的高烧已经治好了。
That is the Buddhist idea. Kill everybody. Make them dead.
这就是佛教的哲学，它实际上是杀人。
Yeah. No desire.
没有欲望。
Everything void.
一切都是空的。
Everything empty.
一切都是空虚。
Nothing is real.
没有什么是真实的。
Krishna consciousness is to bring the body to the healthy condition.
Krishna 知觉是使我们躯体能够回到这个健康的状态。
98.6 is a healthy temperature of the body.
38度就是一个正常的体温。37.5。
Yeah, there should be some temperature. That is a healthy temperature.
我们需要这个温度，这是一个健康的体温。
But if you want high temperature, that is, you know, more sense gratification.
如果你想要更高的体温的话，那就是去做更多的感官享乐。
And if you want no desire at all, yeah, that's like, you know, zero temperature.
如果你根本就没有欲望的话，那就是体温是零度。
We have to understand how to make everything healthy.
我们必须知道怎么使一切都保持一个健康的状态。
Yeah, we don't say don't eat.
我们不说你不吃东西，不应该不可以吃东西。
We say eat nice vegetarian food.
我们说吃一些非常好的素食。
You can offer it to Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Eat the prasadam.
把它供奉给 Chaitanya 和 Nityananda, 然后呢，荣耀prasadam。
We don't say you can't enjoy the world. We don't say you can't enjoy life.
我们不可以享受生活。
But you can enjoy the real life, the real natural life which comes by spiritual pleasure, spiritual activities.
但是呢，我们可以享受来自于灵性活动的最健康的这个生活。
Bhagavad Gita is teaching everyone how you can be happy.
国家梵歌教导每一个人怎么能够快乐。
It's our nature to be happy. It's the nature of the soul.
灵魂的本性就是要快乐。
But we're trying to find happiness in the wrong place.
但是呢，我们却在错误的方向上找快乐。
We're trying to find happiness through the body, through the senses.
我们想通过这个身体，通过感官来获得快乐。
The real happiness is through the soul.
但真的快乐是源自于内心的灵魂的。
We cannot see the soul.
我们看不见灵魂。
Just like our hands and our legs, they cannot see the eyes.
就好像我们的手、我们的脚看不见眼睛一样。
We use the eyes to tell the legs where to walk.
我们用眼睛来指导指导我们的脚。怎么走路
The eyes tell us there's a book in front of us. We can pick up the book, open the book.
眼睛告诉我们有一本书，我们可以把它拿起来打开。
The eyes are giving direction to the hands, to the legs.
眼睛给手和脚做出指导。
But the hands and the legs, they cannot see the eyes.
但是手脚却看不见眼睛。
In the same way, we cannot see the soul.
同样的话，我们也看不见灵魂。
But there's a soul within every one of us.
但是灵魂却处在我们每个人心当中。
We have to understand the need of the soul.
我们必须知道灵魂的需要。
This is yoga.
这就是瑜伽。
Any question?
有什么问题吗？
我想请问一下，就是，我上次在听杂志里听过的，就是西，我现在就是说见过那个西藏啊，那个华佛，
西藏佛，
啊，他为什么他会吃肉？这个问题。
Because there's nothing else to eat there.
因为在那里没有什么其他东西可以吃的。
Some people eat meat because there's nothing, they have no vegetables to eat.
有时候人们有的人他吃肉是因为没有素食没有蔬菜、
哦、是他的粮食就是肉他吃的粮食就是肉
Yeah, if there's no vegetables if there's nothing else to eat then you would have to eat meat
如果没有蔬菜的话、那么就是不得不就是吃肉了
So some parts, some places like that, Tibet, you know, mountain, nothing to eat.
那么它对这个灵性有没有有没有影响的
Well, that's yeah. It definitely it's not very good.
毫无疑问，这不是很好。这不好。
It's not very good, not a very good thing, good, not very good to try to do spiritual practice in such a place.
当然，就是在这样的一个地方做灵修的话，其实不是很好。
If you want to do a spiritual practice, you should go somewhere where you can have proper food.
如果想要灵修的话，应该去那些可以得到恰当的食物的地方。
如果我们念这个夸曲呢，如果偶然一次都吃肉，对，有没有很大的影响
？Well, it's not going to help you. You should understand meat eating is not helping you to make spiritual progress.
你应该理解，就是吃肉的话，对灵性的进步是无益的，没有好处的。
Just like if you're trying to build a fire.You're putting wood on the fire and coal on the fire. If you put water on the fire, then that water is putting the fire out.
就好像说你想要点一堆火，但是呢，你却在火上就是浇水，这样子的话，火是点不起来的。
我看到那个西藏那个活佛，就是到了有蔬菜的地方，他也同样是吃肉的，所以我当时很反感。
我叫。
Yeah. They have that practice. They have that habit.
他们有这样的有那种习惯了，已经是那种那样的习惯了。
请问
My teacher told me that sometimes a yogi would be in the desert and there was nothing to eat. He may eat a dog.
我的老师曾经跟我讲，就是说有的瑜伽师他去了这个沙漠，他有不得不就是吃狗肉。
But he said, if I was in that position, I would starve. He said, I would not eat.
但是他说，如果我自己处在这样的环那样的环境当中，我宁可饿死。
Rather than eat that.
比总饿死也比吃狗肉好。
应该如果我的想法也是应该的，我既然不能不吃肉了，既然信这个就是宁可饿死，也有狗不饿死。
请问一下导师，那个像我们国内在信仰那个佛教、基督教、天主教，跟我们现在所崇尚的这个信仰有什么关系？然后它之间有什么冲突？
有什么冲突？什么意思？
Krishna consciousness has some difference with the Buddhism, Christian, and they have some relationship with each other and conflict.
Conflicts, or chungtu is conflicts. Okay. So, Krishna consciousness is like the big dictionary.The Vedas, anyway, the Vedic literature are like the big dictionary. They explain everything in detail.
伟达经典就好像一本，就伟达经典像一本大词典，它把所有一切都涵盖在内。
Buddhism explains about this material world.
佛教呢，它解释了这个物质世界。
We agree with the Buddhist opinion about this material world.
我们就是赞同。佛教关于这个物质世界的描述。
But Buddha didn't teach anything about the spiritual world.
但是呢，佛陀却没有教授任何有关于灵性世界的知识。
Buddha only taught that material life is suffering.
佛陀只是讲这个物质世界是充满痛苦的。
And the suffering comes because of desire.
痛苦呢，来自于欲望。
And we have to purify that desire by the Eightfold Path, the Buddhist approach, the Eightfold Path.
我们必须就是行八种八业还是什么？就是八正道，佛陀的程序来净化我们。
So Buddha didn't teach even about the soul.
所以，佛教甚至没有讲关于灵魂的知识。
He just simply taught this world is the suffering of this world because of desire.
他只是讲由于欲望使我们这个物质世界生活是充满了痛苦。
According to the people he's talking to, he has to be able to speak on their level that they can understand.
根据传授对象的不同呢，他们跟讲述能够适合聆听者层面的内容。
So, what he spoke, we accept, but he only spoke a part.Of the teaching.
佛陀讲的呢，我们接受，但是呢，他只讲授了知识的一个部分而已。
And they say, now let's look at Christianity. What is Christianity about?
那么现在我们来看看这个基督教是关于什么呢？
Jesus, he was teaching to people in a desert, people who were not very civilized.
耶稣基督他传教对象是生活在这个沙漠中的人，那些人并不是非常高度，并没有高度的文明。
So he had to teach also very simply.
所以呢，他也必须讲一些非常简单的道理。
He says, "Love thy neighbor like yourself."
他讲，爱邻居就爱像爱自己一样。
Do not commit adultery.
不要去，叫。
Another wife, you know.
就是不要娶，就说不要，怎么说呢？非法的性生活，就是婚外的性生活。
Yeah. Things like moral principles.
这些就好像是一些道德的原则。
And even when they were crucifying him because of what he taught, then he said, He was saying, there's so much more I can tell you, but you're not ready to receive it.
当人们把他钉到十字架，钉，钉上十字架的时候呢，他说的是，有很多东西我还没有告诉你们。
But there's so much more I could tell you.
我本来有很多东西可以告诉你。
But you're not ready to receive it.
但是呢，你们还没有准备好接受。
So according to the people that he was talking to and preaching to, he had to present.
所以呢，他所呈现的内容是根据他所传教的对象啊讲述的。
You know, his first commandment, he said also, "Thou shalt not kill."
他
one of his rules, one of his commandments was that we should not kill.
他其中的一个最初他的教导之一就是说，我们不应该杀生。
But Christians don't follow these things.
但是基督徒却不追随这些训示。
We believe that Jesus was a vegetarian.
我们相信，这个耶稣基督他是一位素食者。
But Christians today are not vegetarian.
但是，当今的这个基督徒呢，却不是素食者。
And Christians also believe that he is through Jesus is the only way.
基督徒还认为就是通过这耶稣基督呢是唯一的救赎之途。
We don't agree to that.
我们不同意这一点。
We accept the absolute truth can be known by all the different paths.
我们认为我们接受的是就是绝对真理通过所有不同的途径都可以达都可以理解。
But you'll get the most complete understanding from the Vedas.
但是呢，却可以通过伟大经典得到最全面的理解。
Buddhism emphasizes that their message, their ultimate message is non-violence. Buddha is teaching non-violence.
佛教佛陀他讲的最重要的一点就是非暴力。
They think this is the most important thing.
他们认为这是最重要的一点。
But that is only a sub.Religious principle that is not the highest principle of religion.
但这只是一个次要的一个宗教原则而已，有比它更高的宗教原则。
You can go much higher than that.
我们应可以比佛教走得更高。
And that we can understand the loving relationship between God and His devotees.
可以通过由此理解，奉献者跟这个神之间的这种爱的关系。
So, we see different religions have prominence in different parts of the world.
那么我们知道，在不同的世界上不同的地区呢，有不同的主导的宗教。
Somebody may be born in a country like Thailand or Sri Lanka.These are Buddhist countries.
有的人可能诞生在泰国或斯里兰卡，他们都是佛教国家。
So then, from their birth, they say, "I'm a Buddhist."
他们一出生就，认为自己就是一个佛教徒。
But they don't do anything. They don't have any practice. They don't really know anything much about Buddhism.
但是呢，他们不是非常认真的去修习，他们知道的也不多。
But they'll be respectful to the monk.
但是呢，他们对和尚却非常的尊敬。
Somebody else is born in a country like America, and from birth they're brought up as a Christian.
有的人呢，可能出生在像美国这样的国家，从小生长在基督徒的家庭。
Maybe on a Sunday they go to the church.
可能周末呢，星期天还去上教堂。
And if you ask what religion, they will say I'm a Christian.
如果你问他。他的宗教信仰是什么？他会说我是基督徒。
So this is not really religion, but this is more just some kind of faith that they're born into a particular culture, so they accept that as their faith.
其实这更这不是非常可以称为是宗教的，只是一种信仰而已，因为他们从小生长在这样的环境当中。
We have to understand the real nature.But everything has its own particular nature. The word in Sanskrit is called dharma.
我们应该知道，其实一切都有它的这个本性。这个词呢，在伟达文学中呢，被叫做 dharma。
Just like the dharma of sugar, sugar must be sweet.
那么就好像是糖的 dharma, 糖的本性就是甜的。
And the dharma of salt must be salty.
那么盐的 dharma 呢就是咸的。
The dharma of a chili, some kind of chili that will be hot.
有一种
辣椒。
哦，辣椒它的本性是辣的。
In the same way, living entity, every living entity has their particular nature, their dharma.
同样，每一个生物体都有它特定的这个特性，就是它的 dharma.
The dharma of every living entity is service, to be the servant, to serve.
那么生物体的这个 dharma 就是服务。
Everyone is serving. We are all serving in different ways.
每个人都在服务，只是服务的方式不同。
The wife is serving the husband and children.
妻子在服务丈夫和孩子。
And the husband's also serving family.
丈夫也在服务家庭。
The husband is serving the workers. The workers are serving the boss.
那么这个丈夫在工作，那么他在服务他的老板。
Everybody is doing some service.
每个人都在做服务。
This is the actual nature.Of the soul, the characteristic of the soul is to be servant.
做服务，做出服务，成为仆人，那其实是灵魂的本性。
So, you know, if we just simply identify ourselves as being a Christian or a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Muslim, this is material.
如果一个人把自己认同于佛教徒、基督教徒、穆斯林，其实这是物质的概念。
We have to transcend these designations.
我们必须超越于这种认同。
We have to understand our actual identity, our actual dharma, our actual position as a servant.
必须理解我们实际的这个 dharma, 实际的本性是一个是仆人。
Whether you are Hindu or Christian or Muslim, whatever doesn't matter. But everyone is servant.
无论是印度教徒还是穆斯林，这根本就不重要。重要的是每个人其实都是仆人。
This is our teaching, Krishna consciousness.
这是 Krishna 知觉的教导。
There are some differences of opinion.
有对此有不同意见。
I said, for example, Christians say they are the only way. They don't recognize any other way.
举个例子说，基督教徒认为他们是唯一正确的方法，他们认为其他都错的。
Buddhism, they do not recognize Krishna as being the supreme absolute truth.
佛教徒他们不承认 Krishna 是至真的真理。
Yeah, they will say Buddha. The goal is to become Buddha and like Buddha, and everybody can become Buddha.
他们说，每个人都可以成佛。最终终极的目标应该是成佛。
Buddha was an ordinary person who became enlightened.
他说，他们认为。佛是一切的源头。
And they say we can also become enlightened.
我们也可以成为佛。
So we say we can't become Buddha. We say we can be the servant of Buddha.
但是我们不说我们可以成佛，我们说我们可以成为佛的仆人。
Our position is to be the servant, not to be the Buddha himself, but to be the servant.
我们的地位是要成为仆人，不是佛陀本身。
So that's one of the differences. We accept the Vedas. Buddhists reject the Vedas.
这就是区别。我们接受伟大经典，但是佛教却拒绝，否认伟大经典。
Buddha appeared to lead the people away from the Vedas.
佛陀诞生呢，显现于世，他就是为了使人们，放弃这个伟大经典。
But, The Vedas come from Krishna.
但是伟大经典却源自于 Krishna.
And after Buddha, then Shankaracharya came.
在佛陀之后呢 ,Shankaracharya 显现。
And Shankaracharya defeated Buddhism and drove it out of India.
Shankaracharya, 他击败了这个佛教徒，然后把他们都驱逐出印度。
And brought back the Vedas in India.
再一次在印度树立这个伟大经典的权威。
Now, according to Buddhism, the absolute truth is zero. The highest truth is void. Everything is nothing.
根据佛教的教导呢，这终极真理它是空，是什么都不是。
When you hear the Buddhist masters speak, they will always speak about 空，空。
如果我们听到佛教传教的话，他们总是会想到讲到空。
They won't speak about Krishna. They won't speak about the Vedas.
他们不想讲有关于 Krishna 关于伟大经的内容。
But they'll speak 空。
他总是讲空。
But after Buddha Shankaracharya said not zero, he said absolute truth is one.
然后呢 ，Shankaracharya 来了，他说不是零，什么都没有，全无，而是一。
He said everything is Brahman.
一切都是凡。
He changed the absolute truth. He taught a different message of the Veda, a different message from Buddhism.
他讲的呢，跟佛教徒的信息不一样。
Buddha was saying nothing is real, everything is illusion.
佛教讲一切没有什么是真实的，一切都是虚幻的。
But Shankaracharya said this world may be false, but the spiritual world is real.
但是 Shankaracharya 说。这个世界可能是空虚无的，但是灵性世界却是真实的。
But Shankaracharya said, Shankaracharya was saying the spiritual world is only Brahman, only one.
但是 Shankaracharya 说，在灵性世界一切都是一，都是一样的。
But after Shankaracharya, then other Vaishnava Acharyas came.
但是在 Shankaracharya 之后呢？其他的 Vaishnava Acharya 出现了
，like Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
比方说是 Ramanuja Acharya 以及 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 本身。
And they thought the absolute truth is one and different。
他们说，这个绝对真理呢，既是一，又是多样。
They thought that there's a spiritual world within the。In the spiritual world, there are spiritual planets and individuals.
他们说，在灵性世界中，在灵性的星球上，存在着个体性。
So Buddhism is is voidism.
所以呢，佛教徒他是虚无主义者。
Shankaracharya taught impersonalism.
Shankaracharya 他讲的是非人格的道理。
And then Vaishnava Acharya's Lord Chaitanya he taughtThe personal philosophy.
Vaishnava Acharya, 主 Chaitanya 讲述的是这个人格主义的哲学。
So if you are interested in philosophy, you will get the greatest philosophy, greatest teaching in these literatures, in these teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
如果您对这个哲学感兴趣的话，那么在这个书中讲的是最高的这个。
So we will chant for a little while.
我们一起来唱诵一会儿。
You have you want?
还有个问题。
Okay.
Okay. 首先非常荣幸的能见到导师。那个您刚才说了，我也这么认为。您胸前的这个袋子，就像我们那个灵魂的精神食粮一样。但是就是在我们在唱诵 Krishna 的时候，就是包括我们一些意念啊，怎么样能够更好的给我们这个灵魂就是供应能量，就是
How to improve the quality of the chanting
how to make the chanting be nourishing to ourselves
Prabhupada explains when we chant, we can chant with a feeling like we're a child separated from our parent.
圣帕帕的说，我们在念诵的时候呢，应该怀着一种情感，就好像孩子和他的母亲分开的时候。
Just like a small child is separated from mother or father, then they will cry in separation.
就好像一个孩子，他和他父母分开了以后呢，他就会哭喊父母。
So if you can have that feeling when you're chanting that you're you're Krishna's own son and you're separated from him.
如果你在念诵中能够怀着这样的一种情感，就好像你自己是 Krishna 的一个被分离的一个孩子一样，与 Krishna 分离的孩子一样。
It is also helpful to chant if you have like an altar. You have an altar, a shantan, and then you chant in front of the altar.
嗯，如果你有神坛的话，在神坛面前念诵也会非常有帮助。
Certain times of the day are more powerful to chant than others.
一天当中的某些特定的时间，唱诵起来会更有力量。
Early morning hours are very powerful.
早晨是念诵是很有力量的。
There's a special auspicious period of the day, 1.5 hours before sunrise.
特别是在太阳日出前的一个半小时，这是一天当中一个特别有力量的时间。
I stay in sometimes in India, and sometimes I stay in Buddhist temples in Thailand.
有时在印度。
I stay in the yoga ashrams in India, and I stay in Buddhist temples in Thailand. Yoshiho wa juzai yuja miao zai Hindu, Yoshiho juzai Taigo de fo jiao miao wa. 两个地方他们都是早上四点钟起床。为什么？因为早上四点钟是非常吉祥的时间，是叫 Brahma Muhurta。
四点钟
是最吉祥的时间，对，被称为 Brahma Muhurta。 一个半小时 before the sunrise，
就是日出前的一个半小时。
So that's the easiest time to chant.
那个时候呢，如果唱念诵的话会更容易。
But you can chant anytime and you'll get benefit.
但是你可以在任何时间都唱都念诵。
But it's especially powerful that time.
但是呢，在那个时候念诵呢会更有力量。
Prabhu went to India. He went to our temple in India, and he stayed in the temple. They wake up there maybe 3:30 in the morning.
他不去过印度我们的庙宇，可那你在那里的话，他们一般都3:30就起床。
我曾经呢，那个有一回就早上的有点早
啊。
因为太早的原因还怎么着，就是唱诵的时候会很困。
So, yeah, you have to get rest. You have to be able to have a good rest. You have to sleep earlier at night. 早一点睡觉嘛。
晚上早点睡觉，
就保持充足的睡眠。
休息，足够休息。
早的睡，早的起。
或多或少会被服务，或者说去主动的服务，但是这多多少少自己有点不愿意。比如说你的领导叫你去，特意的叫你去做某样事情，而且这件事情是你不开心的，那我们应该如何更好的去处理或者思考这样的事情？
Will it 做领导的事情很开心？
就是。不只是领导，就是只是一个例子而已，就是我们多多少我们都是在服务或者是被服务者，对吧？所以说这之间总会产生一些摩擦或者是矛盾啊，我们应该如何更好的就是去处理。
So we have to see Krishna's hand in everything.
我们必须在一切事物中都看到 Krishna 的手在操纵。
In your job, you're doing something. You know, you're asked to do something. You have to see that Krishna wants me to do this.
在工作中，如果你不得不做一些事情的话，应该知道 Krishna 想要让我做这些。
You have to think I'm doing this. My work. I'm doing this for Krishna's service.
我的工作是为了 Krishna 服务而做的。
And something goes wrong. Something, you know, there's some controversy. Something.Problem with people, you know, we have to try to be Krishna conscious.
当我们跟其他人有相处时候有问题的时候呢，我们应该使自己处在 Krishna 知觉当中。
Try to keep peaceful and don't get emotional about the difference of opinion.
必须应该努力使自己保持平静，不要感情用事。
Try to keep a cool head by remembering Krishna.
通过一念 Krishna 呢，就能够使我们保持一个头脑冷静。
Sometimes there will be difficulties in our life.
有时候生命当中会处在一些比较困难的状况。
But a devotee should not get disturbed by these difficulties.
但是一个奉献者呢，不应该受这些困难而骚扰。
We must keep peaceful, keep calm.
应该保持平静。
And you can do that by having a good spiritual practice with chanting Hare Krishna.
通过唱诵 Hare Krishna 呢，就能够在这方面做得更好。
The secret is in what we, the Sanskrit word is sadhana. It means a spiritual practice, a regular practice. Every day that you will chant on these beads and do this chanting, it will give you strength and determination, make you patient.
我们的梵文叫做 sadhana, 就是规范修习。如果每天都能够很好的念诵，做一些规范修习的话，那么就能够更好的帮助你来控制这种。情感
become tolerant,
变得就更有耐心，更有决心。
By doing devotional service, you develop good qualities.
通过修习 Krishna 知觉，你能够培养起更好的品质。
You have to, but you have to get in that habit. You have to get that, make yourself steady in that practice of.Hearing and chanting.
但是呢，你必须养成习惯，使自己能够保有习惯，就是去聆听唱诵。
There's a story about one man who became a devotee of Krishna, but before he was a devotee, he used to be a thief.
有个例子讲的是，有一个人他成了奉献者 ，Krishna 奉献者，但之前呢，他是一个小偷。
So he became a devotee and he went on the holy place, he went on the, to visit all the holy places and he was traveling with a group of people.
那么他就是很跟着一大群人就去圣地朝圣了。
And one night when they were all sleeping, he woke up and he began to steal things from everyone's things.
一个晚上呢，当大家都已经睡熟了以后呢，他就开始来偷别人东西。
But,When he was stealing, he started to think, oh, this is very bad. I've come to the holy place and I'm here. I am stealing everything.
但他在偷的过程中呢想，哎呀，这可不是好，这个习惯很不好。我到了圣地，我还在做坏事。
So he thought, let me put it back.
他说，哎呀，我还是把它们还回去吧。
But he couldn't remember where he'd taken everything, who he'd taken each thing from. So some things went back in different places.
但是呢，他忘记了这个东西是从哪里偷的，所以呢，他们拿回去的时候呢，东西都放错位了。
So next morning, people woke up and then they started to say, "Hey, where's my thing?" And then they started, "What happened? What's this? What's this? Is not mine."
所以呢，当第二天人们醒来以后呢，就说，哎，我的东西去哪了？有的人说，哎呀，这是谁的东西啊？不是我的呀。
And then the man came forward and said, Oh, I'm very sorry. He said, I'm sorry. I used to be a thief and last night I wanted to steal, but then I decided it's not right.
所以这个人就站出来，他说，哎呀，真是对不起，这是我做的。就是我以前是个小偷，晚上我就出来偷东西。但是呢，我又知道这个事情做得不好，这不是这是坏事，我不能干坏事，所以就放回去了。
So this a simple example how people change, you know, by devotion, by doing devotional service, you take up devotional service. Then even we have some bad habits in that, you know, we will want to give them up, or we'll feel regretful, we'll feel bad about it.
这个例子就说明就是奉献服务的力量。成为一位奉献者以后，即使有这些非常不好的习惯，但是我们就会感到非常抱歉。然后会改正。
But we have to be hearing regularly this philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
但是呢，我们必须经常的来聆听这个关于 Krishna 的哲学。
Yeah, we need association.
我们需要联谊。
Prabhupada went to make, he wanted to make this an association that people can come together and discuss topics of Krishna consciousness.
圣帕帕的希望呢，人们能够聚在一起讨论关于 Krishna 的哲学。
And then when we're hearing, then we understand what we should be doing, what we need to concentrate more on.
通过聆听，我们知道，我们就理解了我们应该怎么做，我们应该把精力用于什么地方。
可以唱歌一点吗？
好，老师我有一个问题。
好的。
下次什么时候可以经常见到你？
When can we see you regularly?
Well, there's many different people come here, not only me, but there's different people come from time to time.
不光光是我，有不同的人，他们经常会来，其他人也会来。
我今天听了之后，我明白了，我们都是一个千百的波人。我觉得就是，今天的收获再大，谢谢老师。
Hare Krishna。Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. 你认识啊奉贤是在上海吗？
啊，
你认识上海的奉贤
是？我还不认识。
你不认识他吗？
啊。
你可以，我们有奉贤者在上海，你可以跟他们联系，他们经常有好多。这个是一些事。